you know, Lord Jesus Christ, this evening I would like to meet the conclusion of the one true God.
我们这一书将会讲神观是从那个神的本质，就是从圣经，就是从一句话哈，就是神是灵，以这个为标准。
In our Jesus Church, our concept of theology is based on one verse in the Bible. God is spirit.
神是灵,
God is spirit.
因为这个不是你想出来，也不是你发明出来，就是圣经的话。
It is the biblical reference.
那现在你有没有办法来定义灵？
Will you be able to define what spirit is?
好，那我们来看那个《使徒行传》。
Let's refer to Acts.
使徒行传 我们现在看第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章这个故事我们都很熟悉，这亚拿尼亚的故事。
Acts chapter 5 is a very popular incident.
五章三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself?
彼得呢来责备亚拿尼亚说， 撒旦充满你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵。
Peter rebuked Ananias, saying that your heart was filled by Satan to lie to the Holy Spirit.
欺哄圣灵,
to lying to the Holy Spirit.
看第四节,
let's read verse 4. While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God.
哦，所以现在是欺哄神。
In verse 4, we say that we notice that she was lying. Ananias was lying to man. Was lying to God. Sorry.
所以对彼得来讲，欺哄神跟欺哄圣灵是一样的事。
To Peter, lying to the Holy Spirit is equivalent to lying to God.
所以神就是圣灵。
God is the Holy Spirit.
同样的，我们再来看《使徒行传》第16章。
Let's also refer to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传16章第7节
Verse 7
第六节了哈，从第六节。
Let's read from verse 6. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to reach the word, to preach the word in Asia. Verse 7. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
你看这里圣灵跟基督的灵是一样的。
The Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Christ is the same.
所以以灵的观点来看的话，就没有分了。
In spirit, there's no difference.
你灵你不能把它算一位两位。
You cannot count how many spirits are there.
那个这是 我们这一书教会的这个以这个为这句为主的，因为这是从圣经以这个为主来谈神嘛，因为这是讲神哈，神观。
This is our primary reference to describe theology.
那一般三位一体的呢
？How about the teaching of Trinity?
哦，我们昨天有画过哈，他们是最主要在时间空间上面。
Last night we drew a picture, the manifestations of the Father, Son, and Spirit.
I'm sorry.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit within the time and the space limit. This is what they are based on.
他们就把它讲父有一个位格。Therefore,
the Trinity describes the Father is a person.
我们昨天晚上发给你那个讲义哈，你就可以看出来，三位一体是在一直在演变的。
The handout we gave to you last night, you may notice that the teaching authority was making progress and they make changes, and they modified the theory. If we say God is spirit and this cannot be changed, there's no way you can clearly define what spirit is.
那上一集呢，他们最先开始呢，是认为神有一个人，或者说一个位格啊。
They define that. They really define that God, is a personality.
最先开始用希腊文是 prosopon 意思是 mask 的意思啊。
In the Greek original, it's called the prosopon. It's equivalent to mask.
那换成拉丁就是 persona.
And in Latin, it's persona.
那英文就是 person.
In English, person.
那一直在改啊。
And this has been modified since then.
最新的就是我们讲现在哈，现在想说三位是三个 persons 哈。 One substance.
Now, the modern definition of Trinity is three persons in one substance. That means three in one. Therefore, the Trinity believers are defined that there are three, Father and Son and Holy Spirit are three persons, but in one substance.
最原始的三位一体，所以你看来看，它是三个头，有没有？
The very original Trinity as we saw yesterday, it has three heads connected to one body.
好像有三个面具一样。
It seems like there are three different masks. Two faces.
昨天晚上那个最新开始那一第一页有六个眼睛呢，哈。And
as we also noticed in the pictures from last night, that's the three faces with six eyes.
那演变到三位一体的话，他就用这样想，到最后他们感觉不同啊，怎么三个头啊？就变一个头，有没有？Therefore,
the evolution of the Trinity became one head. From three heads. So the combination of three heads become one head but with four eyes.
我是画得不好了哈。哦，昨天我们你回去再看看，如果你把这两个合起来，它那个眼睛是怎么样？是很配的啊。你把这两个合起来很配哦，那画的实在是很有艺术啊。It's
a very, very delicate drawing. If you try to cover up the eyes, all the eyes match very nicely.
那也是几个嘴巴，三个嘴巴哈。There
are also three lips.
你看看你的那个
refer to the handout.
啊，三个嘴巴嘛哈。我是不太会画了，我从小没有上过才艺班，所以。
I'm not good artist ever.
所以你们有小孩送去才艺班是对的。以后才会画。So
if you want to be a good artist, then you should take the art classes.
所以三位一体他们在神观里面自己也。 也是有演变的，不是一致的。So
there is a evolution of the Trinity.
好，那他们定义这个位格哈，什么？以现在来讲，我们不讲历史了哈，讲历史讲。现在他们定义位格是用三个方向，就是字、情、意。The
modern definition of Trinity is from wisdom.
情，嗯，我的
affection，right？啊，affection，right？affection，A F F E C，affection，A A F F，affection。
and will.
Yeah.
We talk about a person or a personality, we refer to wisdom, affection, and will.
如果你发疯了，就没有那个什么，华人就对你没什么制裁力啊，因为你丧失了你的人格了。
If a person, if a manic person, the law will not go against you because you lose one of these items. It's you, you know, one of the categories is missing.
其实这个是后来是用那个。 因为罗马人他们对法律很非常好啊。
The Roman has a very clear definition and very thorough and
罗马的四通表法,
and they have a very clearly defined in the law, a well-written law.
所以当时像那铁突脸那个教会历史的学家他们也是用这样来想神。
The church historians also try to imagine God in this manner. So within the time and the space limit, Father has wisdom, affection, and will.
有没有？他从圣经里面可以看出来了。如果用这个来定义他的话，哈，所谓父就是。 父，他能够怎么样？能够知道，这是智的哈，能够知道。
Father has wisdom, so he knows.
他有，他会生气。
His affection, he will be able to get, he can get angry.
义，他能够定义他的旨意。
He can show his will. He can make determination.
那这个旨也是一样哦。
How about the Son?
耶稣也能够知道。
Jesus Christ also knows.
耶稣也会生气。
Jesus Christ also has a human emotion.
耶稣也会高兴。
And he will happy.
耶稣也有定义，有立志。
And he also can make determination.
那圣灵也是一样啊。
Like, where's the Holy Spirit?
像我们刚刚所讲的，圣灵阻止他们。
As we just read, the Holy Spirit prohibits them.
圣灵有智，能够启示人。
Holy Spirit has the wisdom, and he can also reveal.
所以他们说，用这个来定义那个。
Therefore, the Trinity theologians use wisdom, affection, and will to define a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
好，那这是三位一体哈。
And this is the these are the teachings of Trinity.
他们用就是在时空之下的对神的这个理解。
This is how they understand God under the time and space limit.
来定义神。
To define who God is.
然后把这个，他们把它扩张到这个永恒里面。
And they try to expand this idea to eternity, to eternity and infinity.
所以他们说神就是神了哈。
Therefore, they say God.
父是神。
God is Father.
子是神。
Son is God.
圣灵也是神。
Holy Spirit is also God.
对对对对。
Is that right? Yes.
但是，因为他们有个别自己的 persons.
But they try all to try to.
自己的那个位格。
But Father, Son, and Holy Spirit each has his persons and personality.
那用这个位格的不同来表示他们的不同。
And they try to use this because they have different personality and try to distinguish the differences between Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this is the concept of Trinity.
Augustine
他是用太阳，太阳它是发光的本身。那太阳的光跟热，你照到热哈，这是好像是三个不同的表现，但是呢是同一个什么源来源。Augustine tried to use sun to describe the heat energy, and the sun ray to describe. It is from the same source.
他们也用那个树根、树干、树枝.
They also use the root, the trunk, and the branches to describe a Trinity.
那他们用水的三态：固体、液体、气体.
They also use the three different stages of water in the solid, liquid, and air to describe Trinity.
三叶草也是同一个体.
And they also three leaf.
有一种草是三叶草.
They use kind of they use a three leaf grass, you know, to describe Trinity.
他们用这样子来解释.
They use the worldly material or the natural phenomenon to describe.
那现在我们来讲，我们这次教会跟他们不一样在哪里？
Let us try to make a comparison between the teaching of Trinity and our concept toward one true God. We are discussing from top to the bottom. God is spirit. We grab this fundamental principle. God is spirit.
这个灵是一的，就是不能，你不能用位格啊来定义神，来定义灵啊。
Spirit is not separable. We cannot separate spirit.
好，昨天我们有一个问题是，哎，哦，你早上没来哈，因为早上找你找不到啊，Jordan替你，但是Jordan你跑掉了。 你们两个轮流，这样也好。是，你讲，没关系。那个，你很多人得圣灵。
A lot of people, for instance, a lot of people receive Holy, many people receive the Holy Spirit.
但圣灵只有一啊。
But there's only one Spirit.
所以这个这是灵的奥秘。
It is a mystery.
那个林凤凰长老他用一个比喻，好像因为他是学什么那个无线电的嘛， 像收音机还有广播电台。
Elder Lin was a electronic specialist, was a wireless specialist, and he used electricity to describe at one time.
那这个用来祷告也是不错的哈。
This may
电台是发射一样的嘛，你这个收音机里面那个都是脏的，那个接触不良，当然沙沙叫啊。 虽然是说到，但是听不清楚。
The radio station broadcasts the same message, but if your receiver is not clean, then there will be a lot of status.
如果你洁净自己。
In other words, if your body is cleansed, is cleaned.
那个来源是无穷尽的嘛，你可以。
And the source from the Lord is unlimited.
但是用物质的东西来比喻灵的东西总是不对。
Still, it's very difficult to use the material, the volume, the material to describe the spirit.
这只是,
it's very hard to describe.
这只是用类比而已啊。
We just try to make a comparison.
一种, allegory 嘛。
This allegory is only used a human way to understand.
好，那现在我们来看我们这次教会。
Our understanding
里面那个。
So in the infinity, God is spirit. Last night we talked about in the Old Testament period, there are no father and son.
Or father and son.
What actually occurred was during the 33 years when Jesus was on earth. And after the Holy Spirit descends, is that the problem of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? It's a mixture of God's Spirit, Christ's Spirit, and Holy Spirit, and these three actually are the same, are equivalent. In the Old Testament time, only God was mentioned. In the Old Testament time, there's no Father God and Son God.
那圣灵降下之后,
Right? After the descending of the Holy Spirit. In other words, after the ascension of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit descends. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of Father and Son. And what we experience nowadays is the Spirit of God, who is also the Spirit of Jesus. So within these 33 years with Jesus on earth, problems occurred. God is Spirit. Due to the birth of Jesus Christ, Son existed. And Son is also God. Is that right? What is the difference before and after reincarnation? Ephesians chapter 6.
So, 这个子跟父, 其实在子之前, 有没有父啊?
Prior to the birth of Son,
在神里面, 哈,
is there Father?
神本身里面在旧约, 没有父子,
In the Old Testament, there was no relationship of father and son. In the Old Testament time, we did not see the existence of this relationship, father and son. When God is in flesh, the incarnation, it is because of incarnation. When God is in flesh, due to the incarnations from infinity to time and space. So Jesus in history was limited by time and space. Is that right?
我们今天早上我讲两种的, 一种是创造性的完全, 一个是渐进性的完全。
I will talk about the two perfection completions from creations. And also through the gradual development. During the creation, maybe within seconds, but at least within the day, Adam and Eve were created. After the birth of Jesus Christ, he was growing up every day, just like you and I. Jesus was also one time a teenager. He was growing like a man. He also had to listen and learn and making progress. Jesus Christ also learned very, very diligently. Don't ever think that Jesus Christ was a superman and he knew everything. So this is so-called humility. Jesus Christ humbled himself.
Both
humble, humility.
你念那个, 菲律比书2章7节8节, 这是很特殊的, 这不是 humble, humble 是 我会啊, 我本来就会啊, 我现在还, 我虽然 humble, 我还是可以啊。
7节8节, 哈。 Philippians chapter 2 verse 7, by made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
最主要是这个, but make himself of no reputation. 是什么意思? 你解释一下吧。
No reputation. What's in Chinese? 把他自己的 made reputation.
所以因为借着信息的关系，所以我们昨天有列了一大堆。因为这个神他道成肉身呢，所以
due to the incarnation of God.
这个道成肉身的过程就是生了哈。
This process is through being born.
他被生为什么？生为人呐。
He was born as man.
那所以我们昨天有看到父比子大，对不对？
Therefore, father is greater than son, as we learned last night.
父差子。
Father sent the son.
父生子。
And father begat son.
父知道，子不知道。
Father knows, but the son doesn't know.
那是因为这个的关系啊。
It is because of incarnation.
所以在这个因为借着道成肉身，所以父跟也在这个时候有父，才有开始有父跟子的关系。
And this is the beginning stage of relationship of father and son.
所以父子的关系是在人间上，并且在什么？ 在救恩的历史上才发生的。
The relationship of Father and Son only happened when Jesus was on earth during the process of salvation.
在永恒之上，神是灵，没有父子灵的关系啊。
But when it is beyond the time and space, God is spirit and it is infinity.
并且
And the Holy Spirit descends.
Is
the promised Holy Spirit.
It's
a very special. So the function is the same spirit but with different functionality, with different function. So on the day of Pentecost, the promised Holy Spirit in actuality is the same spirit of the Old Testament time, except it has different function. You receive the Holy Spirit?
你得到了哈。你有没有像参孙那么有力气?
Do you as strong, as powerful as Samson?
有没有？没有。
No.
Sorry.
So that
灵一样吗？ 一样，那个灵的本质是一样啊，但是现在给我们那个功用是不一样的。
The Holy Spirit moves Samson with the same promise. Holy Spirit we receive today, but with different functions.
好，所以。 你用这个人格，这位格来定义神的话是不对的。
Therefore, it is wrong to use personality to describe Father or Son or Holy Spirit.
你用这个人格，它是来定义人间的，这个是父子灵啊。但是这也不对啊，因为父虽然子虽然在人间哦，但是它的本质是什么？是神啊，是灵啊。
Even if we use the personality to describe Jesus on earth, it's still incorrect because Jesus is God. God is spirit.
好，那在道成肉身虚己之后呢？
During incarnation and without the and has no reputation.
我们不能讲说父等于或是
But we cannot say that father equals or not equal to son.
是不是?
Is that right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If we try to draw in this manner, it can cause problems, it can cause confusion. A lot of times we say that father is son. We cannot use equivalence. How are we going to describe?
用零吗? 零等? 啊? 耶稣这个名啊, 这是另外再讲, 有两个, 我们到最后要讲的就是零跟那个零, 零跟零一样。 但是你在父等于子, 你要各方面都等啊, 你不能说只等一部分嘛, 是不是?
If we talk about father equals to son, it has to be a complete equivalence.
我们都一样戴眼镜,但是我不等于你啊。
We are all wearing eyeglasses. Not necessarily that I equal to you, I equal you. It has to be a one-to-one matching. We can just do a partial equivalent or partial matching. And every element has to be equal. Has to be matched. So this drawing to describe one true God is questionable. If we draw this picture and we actually give the same interpretation like the Trinity. Son was sent by God. And how can be father? How can be the son equals to father? And son always follows the wills of father. How can they be in the same position? And it is wrong. Therefore, mathematically, we cannot draw the equal sign to say that they equal to each other. If you say they are not equal, it's also wrong. And if you try to draw the equivalence, use the equivalence sign, it's also incorrect. So we cannot use personality using the human ways to describe Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For God is God. John chapter 14. Verse 9.
耶稣对他说：“非我意里面同在这样说，你还不是我吗？人好像是耶稣，就是子对不对？看见的国就是看见的，父就是子，子就是圣灵。所以不等也不能说等。好，谢谢。Verse
9. Have I been with you so long, and we have not know me? Philip, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say show us the Father? So they it seems that they are equal, but they are not equal.
我们还 记得我们昨天昨天有列列出来另外一个板子一方面那个父子也是所谓的不等也不是就是另外面呢父就是子怎么样父那个父就是子是一样的我没有列出来嘛。Yesterday他是万王之王万主之主耶稣也是首先的幕后的
Yesterday we draw the picture that father and son are not the same, and yet father and son are the same, and Jesus is the beginning, is the beginning and the ending, he's Alpha, he's Omega.
So, 这要看从哪个角度来看?
Depends how good to view this scenario.
你在33年里面呢?
If we just focus on the 33 years of the life of Jesus on earth, and Father is definitely greater than Son. And Father sent the Son, and the Father begat Son. Therefore, after the baptism of Jesus Christ, there's a voice from heaven that this is my beloved Son, whom I please.
在圣经里面，耶稣他常常就是显出两个性。
A lot of time in the Bible, we can see two different characters of Jesus Christ.
当他以神的身份发言的时候,
when he speaks as God,
父就是子,
Father is Son.
当他以子历史的人子的身份地位发言的时候,
but when he speaks as the historical Jesus Christ, as Son,
就不一样,
and that's different.
就是父差子父子比大,
Father sent the Son, and Father is greater than Son.
所以看在哪个层面来发言,
depends on which phenomenon we are talking about.
当耶稣受洗的时候,
during the baptism of Jesus Christ,
上面有声音,
there's a voice from heaven,
说, 这是我的爱子,
this is my beloved Son, whom I please.
在这个时候就不是父 不等于子，或是父不是子。如果是的话，那就是自己对自己讲。If
that time Father is Son, it's actually Jesus Christ talking to himself.
耶稣在被钉十字架的时候，When
Jesus Christ was on the cross,
那时候他是以子啊，以虚己的这个子哦。He
had no reputation, and he was the Son.
他不是以子神的那个身份来讲。
He's not in the position as God when he was on the cross.
基本上神啊,
God,
父,
Father,
子,
Son,
圣灵,
and Holy Spirit.
这是对的, 父是神, 子是神, 圣灵是神。
Father is God, Son is God, and Holy Spirit is God.
这里的子是神, 在钉十字架的时候, 你就不能说神被钉十字架了。
When Jesus Christ was on the cross, his Son, therefore we cannot say that God was crucified on the cross.
不是,
we cannot say that Father was crucified on the cross.
是不是?
Is that right?
但是可以讲神被钉十字架。神被钉十字架。
But we can say that God was crucified.
这说神被钉十字架是指神被钉十字架。
At that moment, his son is God, so Son God was crucified.
那我们看一些圣经节哈。
Let's refer to a verse.
现在不要讲到混乱掉，你们不要乱掉。现在我只是把它先分，等一下再合了哈。这是有分开的哦。看耶稣他发言的那个地位是什么样。
Depends what status of Jesus Christ.
我们来看使徒行传。In
different occasion.
使徒行传第20章28节
Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
要牧养神的教会是不是？那就是他用自己的血买来，他是谁？His是谁？Refer to
Jesus
God 嘛
God, with his own blood.
上下文那个,
Kingdom of God, which prepared with his own blood. So his in here refers to God.
是不是? 这样公平嘛, 哈? 嗯, 英文好, 好一点, 是不是?
Yeah. Logically, it's right.
Huh? His blood, 是谁的 blood 呢?
Blood of God.
是啊, 是神的, 神的血啊。 你从来没有说, 你从来没有想说神流血。
But we never think that God shed the blood.
这圣经是对的, 中文的翻译也对, 英文也对。
Both the English and the Chinese translation are correct.
神的教会是他,
哦, the,
神的教会就是他,
the church of God.
当然是神咯,
of course. He
was the God
and was purchased with his own blood. Therefore, it is referred to Son God. Father and Son,
但是他们的职分是不一样的。
Father and Son are one when Jesus was on earth, but the status is different.
所以这个基本是可以成立的, huh?
So this drawing is quite accurate.
父跟子是一, 一是什么?
Father and Son are one.
是神哦? 神是什么? 神是灵吗?
God is spirit.
就他们的本质是灵, 对不对?
They, God is spirit. Our Son is spirit.
当耶稣说还没有亚伯拉罕的时候，就有我。耶稣讲这句话，不是讲那个人子的耶稣哦。
Jesus Christ said, "I existed even before Abraham was born." He didn't refer himself as the son of as son.
不是 historic Jesus.
It's no longer the historical Jesus.
因为历史的耶稣活多久?
The Jesus in history only lived for
多久?
For 33 years.
差不多33年了.
Of about 33 years.
33年之后就没有了.
And he's no longer on earth.
现在的耶稣不是完全等于那个历史的耶稣哦，是不是？
Jesus Christ who we are worshipping today is not the same as a historical Jesus.
譬如说，我们现在活在这里的杨光生，等以后得救到天国的杨光生，是不是完全一样呢？不一样哦。 你现在血肉之气不能承受神的国，要怎么样改变呢？是不是？
So,
改变成灵体啊,
when the person is in flesh, it's not exactly the same as when he is in heaven because he has to be transformed and changed to the spiritual form.
我想的不一样是这个。
This is the difference,
是不是?
I mentioned.
我讲那个历史的耶稣也要吃也要的那个。
Jesus on earth, Jesus in the physical form has to eat, has to drink, just like you and I.
那个只有33年.
He was only on earth for 33 years.
同意不同意?
Do you agree?
应该是这样子的, huh? 不然,那复活之后的耶稣当然也是耶稣, 但是是什么荣耀的?
After the resurrection, Jesus Christ is in the glorious form.
可以走过墙壁的。
He can even walk through the wall.
升天的,
he could ascend to heaven.
所以你看，在这样的一个时空之下，这个西极的耶稣是不能完全怎么讲一对一对应啦那个样子啦。So
when Jesus in the physical form, he was on earth. He has no reputation, but after his resurrection, and that is the difference.
好。那我们的神观是一神。
We believe in one true God.
因为是他的本质是灵。
God is spirit.
用一个灵来统摄这。
So one spirit appears differently in different stages.
对,
States 是不是?
Stage.
Status.
你有不同的时期还是不同的身份?
一个status.
Status身份. Yeah. So one spirit appears in different status.
那再来就是你啊。
And name.
父子灵，他有一个名啊，共同的一个名。
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit has a common name.
同一个名。
It has one united name, one common name.
这个是在我们这次教会很特殊的。
It's
very unique.
In other denominations, you hardly hear they say the name of Father is Jesus Christ.
那我们这样的一个神观哦,
and therefore, our understanding towards theology,
我们把如果我画这样的时候，就把这个一哈，独一神的一。 提升到这个上面，而不是在这个里面。
And with this drawing, we should move one stage up to this level.
好，那如果你用这样父子灵是用这样相等的话，你把它落这样的一个困难点，跟这样的困难点是一样的。
If we try to draw in this way, it will be very difficult to interpret. The concept of one true God. At one time, our church tried to interpret one true God in this drawing manner. Why we draw this? Because Trinity put an equal sign here, therefore we want to show the equivalence, and we drew in this manner. This is what the Trinity, this is Trinity's drawing.
在这个地方的话，他们的那个什么职分啊是不一样的。
And they have different status, they hold different positions.
但是在灵里面是一样的。
But in spirit, Father and Son are the same.
是不是? 所以我们后来就改成这样子。
And this, then we change our drawing.
从一灵。
From one spirit,
一个名。
One name.
这神观如果你不懂的话，没有关系啊。
You don't really have to fully understand this.
但是最重要是洗礼啊。
But the most important is the teaching of water doctrine of water baptism.
我祖父、我祖母、祖父、曾祖，我看他们的神观都搞不懂啊，他可能没听过这个样子吧。
My grandfathers or great grandfathers, they probably never heard about the doctrines of one true God.
那他们很确信他们得救了。
But they are very sure that they are saved.
他们奉耶稣的名洗礼啊。
They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你相信三位一体，
if you believe in the doctrine of Trinity,
你一定啊。
And you will definitely be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because there are three different persons. That these three have different persons and different personalities. There are three different persons, three separate individuals with different personalities.
好，那那个。 我们看一下吧。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
and this is the command of Jesus Christ.
好，那我们来看约翰福音。
Let's refer to John
16章12节。
Chapter 16 16章
12节。
Oh, verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
好，主耶稣在世上的时候还有很多话要跟门徒讲，但是他没有办法接受，没有办法领受。
Jesus have a lot of other things to tell the disciples, but they could not bear anymore.
13节
Verse 13. However, when He, the Spirit of Truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
So, 所以书这里好像个伏笔啊，一句话说，跟你们讲很多，你们可能不懂。等到圣灵来之后，你们就会懂。
The love of the teachings that you do not understand, but you will comprehend when the Holy Spirit comes.
那我们再看《使徒行传》第二章37-38节。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brothers, what shall we do?
38.
Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And after Jesus made the statement, he ascended to heaven. Do you hear that? Jesus Christ, Jesus said, baptized in the name. Did you hear Jesus say? Did Jesus say that?
没有啊，你太小了嘛.
You're too young.
我看连你祖父也没听到.
Probably even your grandfather never heard about this.
谁听到了?
Who heard that?
彼得应该听到.
Peter surely heard what Jesus said.
马太直接听到.
Matthew also heard it, and he was an author, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他们记住了.
They remember.
但是十天之后,
but 10 days later, it seems that Peter changed the commands of Jesus Christ.
圣灵,
but he baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为圣灵降下,
and after the descent of the Holy Spirit, they understand this mystery.
八章十五节,
Acts chapter 8, verse 15.
这些都是奉耶稣的名洗礼的了哈。
Oh, those were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
在《使徒行传》里面，每一次洗礼都是奉耶稣的名。
In every of the water baptism, they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
嗯，好。因为这个耶稣这个名呢
，It's because of the name Jesus Christ. Let's refer to John. John chapter 17, verse 6. Let's read verse 11. John chapter 17, verse 11. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep true your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
Mm-hmm. 就是 through your name, those
keep true your name, those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
这个也不是不太好啊。我是
New King James Version.
新清听本。应该如果很正确的话是说，keep them through your name which you give me.
Yeah. Okay.
它下面有没有注解啊？十一啊。
Keep them through your name which you have given me.
嗯，这下面才对。
Yeah. So this the footnote says that keep them through your name which you have given me.
所以你这个他做手脚。
So the translators make some change, modify.
那第六节嘛哈。
Verse 6, I have manifested your name to the man whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them
耶稣说,
to me.
我已经把你的名显给世人了。
Jesus Christ, I have manifested your name to the man whom you have given me.
父的名字就是耶稣啊。
It's very clearly defined that the name of the Father is Jesus.
那子呢?
How about Son?
当然是耶稣啊。
Definitely is Jesus himself.
那圣灵呢?
How about the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是父子的灵啊，所以也是耶稣啊。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God and Son. Of course, it's also Jesus. His name is also Jesus.
一般信三位一体的人，他们不会承认父的名字是耶稣。
The Trinity believers will not admit that the name of Father is Jesus.
或是他们不知道。
Or they don't know. They simply just don't have no knowledge.
他们认识的耶稣就是这个耶稣。
They only believe the Jesus.
这是历史的耶稣，人子的耶稣。
Son of man, Jesus in history.
所以他们不敢奉耶稣的名洗礼哦。
Therefore, they don't baptize in the names of Jesus Christ.
因为如果你奉子的名洗礼，奉耶稣的名。
If you baptize in the name of the Son,
丢了父跟圣灵吗?
And you just simply abandon Father and the Holy Spirit,
对不对?
Is that right?
因为他只是把耶稣认为只是这个耶稣啊。
They only recognize the historical Jesus.
那你只是奉这个子的名耶稣洗礼，那父跟圣灵怎么样？没有了。
If you only baptize in the name of the Son in Jesus, then how about Father and Holy Spirit?
所以他们都无论做什么，说奉父子圣灵的名做什么事，奉父子圣灵的名祷告。那如果只是奉耶稣，他们说，哎，你父跟耶稣就不见了。
Therefore, they always say that in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. If they simply say that Jesus, then they just simply left Father and Holy Spirit in nowhere.
我们说奉耶稣的名洗礼是这个耶稣啊。
When we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ and we refer to that Jesus.
我们奉耶稣的名做一切事情是这个耶稣。
We do in the name of Jesus.
这个耶稣是什么？包含了父、子跟圣灵的名。
And the Jesus is Father, is also the Son, is also the Holy Spirit.
对不对？这个只是虚极的历史的耶稣。
And
这个是高举的父子圣灵的名的耶稣。
And this Jesus is uplifted. It's a Jesus who's uplifted. It's not a historical Jesus.
好，那耶稣要升天之前，prior 以耶稣以人子的耶稣的身份来讲
，prior to his ascension, he is a son of man.
所以他讲奉父子圣灵。
Therefore, he said in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
彼得他们晓得了。
And Peter knew this. Peter and the other disciples knew this teaching.
这个耶稣这个名已经高举成万民之名了。
And now the name Jesus Christ has been uplifted beyond all the names.
所以他奉耶稣的名洗礼。
Therefore, they have to baptize in the name of Jesus.
这是最理论部分的。那其他的文化的说 ，the name 是一个单数嘛，哈。
And also, in the Bible, the name is in a singular form, not in a plural form.
那再来，这是耶稣自己讲的嘛
？And it's a statement made by Jesus Christ.
你要叫你的儿子，你很有钱，说哎，用爸爸的名字去银行领钱。
If you tell your son try to cash money in your name,
用爸爸的名字去领钱。
Use the father's name.
因为你跟你儿子讲嘛。
You tell your son to use the father's name to cash money.
那你儿子如果很老实的话，就去银行说用爸爸的钱领钱，用爸爸的名领钱。
If the son go to the bank and tell the cashier that I come to cash money in my father's name,
他能领不到钱了，他不晓得哪个爸爸了。
And he will get no money.
爸爸不是名字。
Father is not a name.
你儿子叫你爸爸，对不对？我听到了，我总不能叫你爸爸嘛。
Your son call you father, and of course, no other people can call you father.
是不是
？Is that right?
如果我听到你爸爸叫你儿子你现在你妈妈我总不能叫你儿子嘛。
And if I heard your mother call you son, and I cannot call you son,
是不是？我们第一天就要讲父子灵，只是讲他们之间的关系的。
Yesterday we talk about the relationship between father and son,
而不是在讲神的本质。
We're not talking about the essence of God or the divine nature of God.
这是最基本的。
This is a very, very fundamental concept.
所以如果我们跟人家谈到的话，他
有时候会讲很多了。像如果人家讲说父不等于子，那说是啊，没有关系啊。
If someone tells you that father is greater than son, father doesn't equal to son, it's all right.
但是一个很重要的这个。你要记住，人家说你们的耶稣，你只拜耶稣子父跟圣灵就没有了。你说不是哦，我们这耶稣是什么？耶稣是父耶稣，父子那个耶稣耶稣是父，耶稣是子，耶稣是圣灵。
We have to understand this logic correctly. This Jesus, and we should have this picture in our mind. Jesus is beyond.
我讲一个比较刺激的，你会记住的。耶稣不等耶稣。
In other words, Jesus is not doesn't equal to Jesus.
这样就很刺激了。This
is very, you know, this is very.
不，只是让你记住。
Just like to remember that.
这个不完全等于这个，不能用数学等号来等哦。Jesus,
Jesus is not the same as the historical Jesus.
我刚刚讲啊，Jesus
whom we worship today.
三十二年这个历史耶稣，现在的在天上耶稣跟三十三年那个历史耶稣不等哦。Jesus
in heaven is not the same as Jesus, in history.
你记住杨荣生，杨荣生以后得救到天国去之后的杨荣生跟现在的一样不一样？不一样哦。
Just remember that when you are in heaven, you are not,
不能用等,
not the same as will you on earth.
已经是做过手脚的杨荣生.
It has been.
这样你就记住，我做过手脚是做过手脚，就是什么样？ 复活改变的杨荣生.
So, after your resurrection, after you are transformed, you are no longer the same as you are in the physical form.
我刚讲的那个擦掉，因为只是让你有点 input 的这样能够有点印象啊。I
just try to.
其实我讲的也你只是一个 intention 而已啦，就是这个方向。
This is just an induction. Try to guide you on the right track. 什么右边？哦，对啊。We have a question here. Jesus sitting to the right.
History 的主耶稣已经是改变了。
The historical Jesus Christ has been transformed.